We're going to come back with a bunch of fun. We got entertainment news coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to get into the 10 Super Bowl foods that bring good luck or bad. Coming up right here on, oh, you do it, Kat. I like the way you do this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5. FM.
CBS News Brief. Flash flood warnings remain in place as the rain begins to ease in Southern California. A mudslide crashed through PJ Bearfield's home in LA.
I wake up and my bed is in my kitchen and my living room. Just underneath mud, debris, trees, everything.
In Washington, the House expected to move forward with an impeachment vote today against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. President Biden pushing a border bill.
Well, guess what? Everything in that bipartisan bill gives me control, gives us control, without and still meets the needs of the people being able to come across, legally come across.
The Senate could hold a test vote tomorrow. Reports say Prince Harry has just arrived in the UK to visit his dad, King Charles, who's being treated for cancer. Brits are weighing in on the royal rift.
This whole family feud thing is a bit silly, in my opinion, as you'll make up, and hopefully this brings them together a little bit more.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again seeking to define what witness address information must be on an absentee ballot envelope in order for the vote to count in Wisconsin. A bill introduced this week is similar to one Governor Evers vetoed 2 years ago. It's scheduled to get a public hearing tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Medford bus drivers now have dash cams installed due to unsafe driving around them. Brittany Merlot has the story.
When the school bus arms come out, drivers on the road are supposed to stop. But Medford bus drivers say that's not the case. Krug's Bus Service has been busing people for the Medford Area School District for years. And drivers for the company say that there have been too many close calls when it comes to kids' safety. So, in an effort to teach drivers a lesson, dash cams will now catch people in the act. And they even have a mic installed so the driver can verbally say a license plate.
The Arts Council of Southwood County announces Steve Leslie, Grammy Award-winning songwriter and recording artist, will perform in Wisconsin Rapids in March. Enjoy the music of James Taylor in How Sweet It Is on March 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J., behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun. We got good things lined up for you. You're going to get into some entertainment in a moment here. We also got the 10 Super Bowl foods that'll bring your team good luck or bad luck. Or one or the other.
We'll tell you what your menu should be.
Yes, yes. We're going to help you with that coming up. We'll also get into some That Ain't Right stuff. We'll get into local good stories of the day. Let you know what our schedule's looking like today. Plenty more coming up for you. But where we started our actually sunrise show today on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, which you can catch Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, we started on a rough note, to be honest, with the passing of renowned country singer Toby Keith.
Only 62.
Passed away from stomach cancer. We were talking about this a little bit last hour, just in case there's anybody out there that had not heard.
I hadn't heard until you said it.
Played a bunch of Toby Keith this morning, played like three or four songs of his over there, trying to celebrate him and his fans and his family and that. Toby, a proud Oklahoman. A lot of people from Oklahoma will say that Toby helped make Oklahoma cool.
The Panhandle State.
Member of the Songwriter Hall of Fame, I think in 2018, I think he was put in there. One of the more real artists that we could see. Now, none of us know what a person really is inside and out. We know what we get. We know what we see.
But songwriters show you a side of themselves that you don't get to see about a lot of other people.
It's different. Mm-hmm. It's different with people that write their own music. It's different with people that write in general. Mm-hmm. I think mainly because of what you're saying there. Yeah. And regardless, again, just as similar as what I was saying before about former presidents or former politicians or anything like that. When it comes to honoring them, it is not a... One, I was raised. My grandfather raised me. Just because somebody passes away doesn't mean to change your opinion of them, or you just talk highly of them. You cover all bases: the good, the bad, the gray, because that's human beings. Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa had a bad day. Mother Teresa had an enemy. It's hard to imagine, but everybody's got it. Everybody has that stuff.
But there's a time and place.
Exactly. And I think you can do that in your own head. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. Not everything has to be put out there. With an artist like this, with a person like Toby Keith, certainly could be divisive at times and certainly could say things that maybe not everybody agreed with. One thing that I think we can all get behind is not only supporting him as a fellow American and the freedom of speech, but also the entertainer that he was.
Yeah.
The fact of
appreciating his talent.
Yes, yes. Because, again, whether you like him or not, that man could not only sing and write, he is a hell of a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Great performer. A lot of artists that you respect and love worked with Toby Keith and liked working with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a really great interaction with him and Kris Kristofferson that I think people should check out for the positive and the negative of it.
Okay.
He's a complex guy. There was a lot to him. And regardless of how you feel about any of this, cancer won. And we can't let that keep happening.
Yeah.
And I would think that that's something that he would want noted.
Yeah.
I appreciate his sharing of what he's been through in the last, what he was going through in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. He was very open about his fight and he kept fighting right up to the end.
Want to remind everybody that on our Wiz Country channel, we're going to be playing, taking your requests, of course, all week and celebrating Mr. Keith. And if you've got any Toby Keith songs you want to hear, especially you got something that, hey, this live version he did, or this was a song that wasn't a single, but
be specific.
Really liked it. Yeah, get it to me. We'll get it on the air, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is the point of having live people on the radio if I can't play
music? The songs you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So let me know. Hit me up, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And of course, you can call up during the morning show over there on the Sunrise Show. I wanted to touch on this one real quick, too, as we were talking about with our good friend Brittany about the weather earlier. Certainly here, it's been a little bit weird, but nothing compared to what they're going through in California.
Oh, yeah.
It's rough over there.
Yeah, without a lot of people out without power, I think. Right?
I got a couple of really good friends of mine that are struggling and going through some tough times. One of them is without power, has been since Friday. been without power. It's struggling. But one thing that I will say that I don't think gets talked about enough with Californians, they roll with things. They just roll with stuff. Like it's outside of getting them on a major highway and seeing road rage.
Besides traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Outside of that.
A lot of rolling there.
So many of the Californians I ran into, handle life well, I thought. As one of them joked with me, well, it's easy to do when I got this, and he just pointed to the ocean, which I get that, but
yeah,
still.
And the warm weather and the sunshine.
With Southern California submerged beneath a ton of water, lots of people are taking action, including Mr. T.
Oh.
Mr. T sprang into action on Sunday. He was spotted at a fire station in Sherman Oaks. I'm going to let the man speak for himself right here. I think. I'm going to try to let the man speak for himself right here. Actually, you know
what?
We'll
see if it cooperates with you.
Here we go.
And in the valleys, people are preparing for major flooding and even trying to make light of a heavy situation.
What's up, Mr. T?
I'm getting some bags for myself and some of my neighbors.
Mr. T says it's important to help out his community and is doing just that.
Boy Scout again, always be prepared. Be prepared, fool.
Be prepared, fool. Pity the fool that doesn't get his sandbags.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was worth it just to hear Mr. T say, I pity the fool. Just one more time. That was great. It noteworthy, too. Mr. T, like, this is what he's been doing the last, like, 10, 20 years of his life. Helping out his neighborhood, putting back into his neighborhood, doing a lot of good
Being
over there.
A good neighbor.
He looks good, too. Looks good.
Yeah, he does.
Keep it up, Mr. T. The only thing I'm missing is I wish he didn't. I would love to see if he still had the mohawk. He's got a hat on.
Yeah, he has a stocking cap on.
Didn't have the gold chains or anything like that, but still look. Still wouldn't mess with them.
Yeah,
still
it's probably in the 60s there.
Yeah,
They're decked out for winter.
Yeah.
I'm picking, but no,
you're so right.
Really
though.
Good thoughts going out to all of them because they got the amount of rain that they usually get in a year in that area.
Insane.
Is crazy, and trees coming down and people dying. It was not good.
We would send in our thoughts and good vibes to all of our friends and our listeners out in California. Got a couple people over in the Santa Barbara area that listen to us, and we wish them a good morning over there. We on tomorrow's show, Melissa, Seth, and I will be going over prop bets and different things for the Super Bowl that are going to be coming up. And one of the things we'll be touching on is Super Bowl ads. Here's the latest round of Super Bowl ads and teasers that have been posted. Jenna Ortega, of course, famous from Wednesday, the TV show Wednesday, and a couple of other projects she is working on. Jenna Ortega's grandmother, Dina and Mita, go rogue to chase down the guy who grabbed the last bag of Doritos in their ad. Jennifer Beals makes a cameo in a T-Mobile ad with Zach Braff and Donald Faison and Jason Momoa. Martin, this is the one I'm kind of excited about. Martin Scorsese and his daughter, Francesca, have become kind of TikTok famous. So they did a Squarespace ad to recruit them for their ad. A 4-minute teaser dropped yesterday. Martin Scorsese is certainly one of the greatest directors of all time. But one of the things I enjoy is when he does commercials.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite TV commercials of all time was for Kodak. This is how old this is, for Kodak, where he goes up. And he wants to have his pictures developed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from his grandson's birthday party. And he's up there talking to this poor clerk. Now, you see, what I was trying to do with this one picture here is that he wasn't smiling. So I waited until he was smiling. And then I took it. Like, he's just rambling and rambling. And this poor guy is just like, look, man, I'm just trying to work. Like, I don't care.
Just developing your pictures.
Just let me develop the photo. You see, what the problem is with this photo is right here. Yeah, it's great. It's a great ad.
Okay, but hold up. You said a 4-minute teaser?
Yeah.
For what? A 30-second or a 1-minute commercial?
I don't know, but it seems like Marty directed it too. Because Martin Scorsese doesn't do 2-hour movies anymore. It's just 4-hour mega marathons. That's all he does anymore. So maybe he directed the ad too. Chris Pratt is in a Pringles ad. LL Cool J got a new gig driving with Coors Light. And Lainey Wilson is in that ad as well. There's a bunch of new ones coming out.
Yeah, wow.
So, what's interesting to me too with these Super Bowl ads is how they've gotten, I think, kind of smart with this. These ads cost literally millions and millions.
What did I see? $7 million?
So instead of, I'm going to spend $14 million on a 2-3 minute ad, and people are only going to, maybe people will see it during the Super Bowl, but maybe not. And then I'll release it after the Super Bowl, and it won't have as much hype. What they're doing now is, okay, yeah, I'm going to give you your 14 mil or whatever for that 2-3 minutes during the commercial break, or 30 seconds during the commercial break, but I'm going to play that ad. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Hype it up beforehand.
I'm hyping it up. I'm playing it before the Super Bowl.
We're getting
playing
teasers.
It during the Super Bowl.
We're getting 4-minute teasers for a 1-minute commercial.
I'm curious to see if the NFL gets like a little heard about this. In some ways,
the commercials are becoming bigger than the game itself.
Oh, especially with a Super Bowl like this year, where you've got
repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even I know that.
I was just gonna say, even you get that, and you don't even care.
No, I don't. I don't care about any of it.
To your point,
I don't even care about the halftime show, and that's bigger than the football game.
Yes, yeah. So this year's Super Bowl is going to be a lot different than I think other Super Bowls, and it's going to be maybe similar to coming Super Bowls coming up, future Super Bowls, where you've got two markets, San Francisco, Kansas City, that care. You got a sports base that cares a bit, but most people, they're watching either for commercials or to see Taylor Swift or something like that.
Or the halftime show.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just as an excuse to make food.
Yes, yes. And an excuse to hang out and see people.
Like, sure, if you like that thing.
Yeah, if that's your thing, socializing, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Well, football socializing.
Yeah,
it's different.
I think of this, and I think that I know diehard sports fans, that this is background noise. That this is the last game of the year. They're getting together, and do they care who wins? Not really. But hey, it's the last time to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
It's one last time to hang out, before the football season ends and all that.
If you socialize with your certain group of people during football season, you're right. This is the culmination of all of it.
So enjoy and have fun, and look more into, should the Super Bowl be moved to Saturdays?
Quite possibly.
I'm not sure. I pitied a fool that doesn't.
But when we come back, we're going to tell you what to make, right?
Yes, yes. We've got more to come. Stay tuned, everybody. We got the 10 Super Bowl foods that bring good luck or bad luck coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie. Crockett. Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Nothing wakes me up like Eddie Van Halen. Nothing. We hope you're having a good morning out there, everybody.
See, this would be cleaning music for me.
Oh, okay. Right on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I
when you're dancing around with the mop.
Mm-hmm. If I've got things to do, the best way to make me get it done, just let me put my headphones on. Let me put my headphones on.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Turn some music on, some of that, and yes, I'll get things done.
Or Breaking Benjamin, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can vary it up a little bit.
All got our stuff. We all got our foods we like, and most people are looking for good luck on Super Bowl's game day.
Oh, ask Diane to make you cookies. They're amazing.
Oh, they're so good. maybe you're a fan of the Niners or Chiefs, or maybe you have money on the game. Who knows?
You don't care.
Yes, yes. Or maybe you're just hoping the whole thing to be over. You just want the game over quickly without anyone making a big mess. According to new data, 44% of people apparently have game day superstitions involving food. So 44% of people have game day superstitions involving food, and it's serious enough that 85% of these people either must have certain foods or refuse to have others on game day.
Wow.
So which foods are good luck and which ones are bad luck? I know a bit of like my mother is the most superstitious person I know, but okay. she likes sports, but she doesn't, you know, it doesn't take up her bandwidth or anything.
She's
like
not
that.
She doesn't subscribe to sports superstitions.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the one thing I don't see her superstitious about.
Just don't open an umbrella in the house.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a big one. But I do know I have a lot of sports fans that are very superstitious and have different things, usually involving baseball though.
Yeah. Isn't there one where somebody has to stay in the bathroom during a certain inning?
Yeah, so there's a reporter, Katie Nolan, who I really enjoy. I think she does really, really good work, and she's very in tune and understands the game and industry, has a lot of connections, but is also incredibly, like, just her. And she's a big Boston fan. She's from that area. And when the Red Sox were in the World Series, before they had won a couple of World Series, she had never seen this. Her team's in the World Series. They're behind. And they are down three games to one in the championship round. Mm-hmm. In order to go to the next big game, in order to go to the World Series. Nobody's ever come down from 1-3 deficit before. Her team, the Boston Red Sox, she goes into the bathroom, and all of a sudden they start coming back and start winning. Mm. And so the group of people she's with, like, you can't come out of the bathroom. You have to stay in the bathroom. And she's sitting in the sink. And so for like the next four innings of the game, which is a baseball game, can last a while, she's sitting in the bathroom in the sink until the Boston Red Sox won.
And
she shares this story
and
talks
about
it. I know, it's just the most ridiculous stuff. But if it was my team and it was happening, I'm not going to lie, I would do it. I probably would do it. I probably would. When the White Sox were in the World Series and it was game one. And they were up against the Houston Astros. And I don't remember if they were favored to win that series or not. I just know as a sports fan, I didn't expect my team to win.
Okay.
So I was doing everything I could as a sports fan for them to win. So I threw on my White Sox jersey. And all of a sudden, I threw it on late. It was like in the first inning, and I throw it on. And all of a sudden, they start winning. So thankfully for me, they swept in four games. But I wore that jersey every game. Every game I wore that jersey.
But did you put it on late?
Yes. Yes, I put it
on. You got to put it on the same time every game?
Yes. I had to wait until it was the second pitch. After the first two pitches. I've never actually shared this story with anybody other than friends. I wore that jersey every game.
Wow.
I couldn't help it.
Wash it in between?
No. No. And that thing got a little funky by game four, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But I didn't wear it every day. I didn't, you know, just
no,
for
just
the,
during
games
the games
and right as after the second pitch, and
yeah.
I throw it on.
Okay. Yeah. So if grandma doesn't show up with the lucky casserole,
yes.
Somebody is not going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Most people said that pizza is their go-to Super Bowl food for good luck. Hot dogs are second, followed by burgers, chips, popcorn, chicken wings, ice cream, chicken sliders, cupcakes, and cookies.
Those are all the lucky foods.
Yes.
But those are also all easy ones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they kind of are, yeah. As for bad luck foods, for one, before I get into these, how do they, where did they
who
get
makes the decision?
Thank you. Yeah, where did this come from?
Right.
Okay, so
we polled three listeners.
Yeah, so as far as quote unquote bad luck foods, deviled eggs were number one. Garlic bread is second most avoided game day food, followed by salsa and queso dip, ice cream, chicken wings, mozzarella sticks.
Wait.
Yeah, chicken wings.
Chicken wings
up
was on both lists.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Mozzarella sticks, mini burgers, trail mix, pretzels, and pastries, which are meat pies. Pasties.
Yep.
Thank you. So some people find ice cream and chicken wings to be good luck, and others consider them curses. Because none of this has any logic behind it.
Well, you know what? The first two on your list have logic, though.
Mm.
On the bad luck list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What were those again?
Deviled eggs and salsa and queso dip.
Oh.
Or no, garlic bread. I'm
garlic
sorry.
Garlic bread. Okay.
Deviled eggs and garlic bread, yes.
Deviled eggs and garlic bread. Those cause bad smells.
Yes, yes. I'm surprised beans didn't show up on this list then. Yeah. But
foods not to serve at the game because we want our air to be pleasant.
Yes, yes. Basically, any beans. No. The as far as bad luck foods, I not only disagree with this, I actually have data to back this up that mozzarella sticks are good luck.
You have to serve mozzarella sticks.
You got to have mozzarella sticks. Mm-hmm. I've had my team win plenty of times when I've served mozzarella sticks.
Right.
I love mozzarella sticks.
Just, you know, trash that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad luck food.
And because, in part as well, is luck is what you make of it. Like, I believe you make your own luck in this world.
That's true.
I don't, while I don't begrudge anybody their superstitions or anything like that, personally, I think that you do yourself a lot more positive when you create your own positive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris. Hide his jersey during that next game, and let's see how he freaks out when he can't put on his special jersey.
Where is my White Sox jersey? Oh, God. Tell him to stop the game. Call him. Tell him to stop the game. Tell him
they're
going to
lose if I don't put this on right now.
You cannot start the game until I get... Okay, I found it.
Oh,
all right.
Please. My goodness.
I'm going to go ahead and hold my jersey tight while we play some state and local news for you. And coming up, Melissa and I are going to get into some fun stuff. We've got good things on the way. I want to talk a little bit about what Burger King is up to. Burger King has got given you a chance to win $1 million.
Hey.
And Applebee's has got some date nights for you. Both of these things coming up for you, along with plenty more I want to get into. Where is that one? Here it is. A couple of other fun things we got lined up for you, everybody. Yeah, would you risk hiccups for life? Got a certain thing for that.
Oh, that'd have to be a pretty good thing to get hiccups for life, man. Hiccups are the worst.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of things where we're going to get into and plenty more right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre still owes money in his welfare fraud case. Mississippi auditor Shad White is suing Favre for $730,000 in fines and interest on the money he took for speeches that he never gave. Favre was never charged with any crime. Deepfake images and voices are already creeping into political ads around the country. Wisconsin lawmakers don't want it to happen here. Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront the bill to label AI in political ads has bipartisan support.
This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a Democratic issue. This is an issue that affects everybody. And that's why we wanted to make it a broad coalition and earn that bipartisan support and make sure that it's signed by the governor.
The bill would impose a $1,000 fine for violations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 11th Unsung Hero of the Year Award is announced. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, in partnership with Skyward, are thrilled to announce Janine Clement as the recipient. Miss Clement is an art teacher at Lincoln High School. Nominated by three different students, Miss Clement serves as a vital pillar of strength to her students, and her impact resonates deeply within the community. Representatives from the Rafters and Skyward visited Miss Clement's photography class yesterday to announce her well-deserved recognition. The February Indoor Rome Farmers Market will take place this Friday. They're open from noon to 2 at Woodland Lutheran Church, 280 14th Avenue. Lunch will be served by the Tri-North Ski Club in Winter Park. There'll also be a hot cocoa bar provided by Adams County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism and Main Street Mercantile. You can shop local and help support new and returning vendors this month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. Right now, it's 30.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Everybody,
now that I can
dance.
Watch me now.
Hey,
work.
Get that twist down. Melissa and James here with you, grooving into the segment, getting some dancing in, getting a little exercise in there.
Sing along with James and Mel.
It's our new show. And wait a minute, I'm being told it was canceled. Oh. Okay, that was canceled. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we had to try.
We gave it a shot. We had a good run. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this says about the creative team at Burger King, but they might be, you know, scraping the barrel here a little bit, or they may be coming up with their newest, greatest idea.
Okay.
Burger King has just launched a new contest where they're offering $1 million prize to the person who can come up with the next great Whopper innovation. They say a Whoppers currently offer more than 200,000 possible customized combinations. But if you've ever wanted something different than what they can do, they want to hear your pitch.
What? How many different combinations?
It says here over 200,000.
Whopper.
Yeah, possible customized combinations. Seems like a stretch.
I don't think they have that many ingredients on their menu, unless they're counting each individual chemical.
Yeah, there you go. To participate, you need one of their free Royal Perks accounts, and you could submit your suggestions through their app or at BK.com. That's BK.com.
Okay.
They didn't list many rules, although your submission can only have 8 toppings max.
All right.
You can't change the bun or the burger patty, but those don't count towards the 8.
That's good.
You can't use any allergens or like peanuts, and you can only pick, quote, edible food items.
Oh, man, I was going to put wax strawberries on mine.
Dang it. I love those fake fruit pineapple things. You know, mm-hmm. They're looking for popularity, so it can't be so weird no one wants it. Creativity, anything too close to what they already have won't cut it. And feasibility, so it needs to be something that could be reasonably stocked at a Burger King.
Okay.
Your lobster bisque, Big Mac or Whopper right. is not going to work.
Creme brulee Whopper.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, man, that's an idea. Yeah, burger on fire. That seems there like what could go wrong there in the fast food
room? I mean, that's kind of what they do anyway, right?
Right.
Flame broiled.
You can send it up into three entries. You can send up to three entries, and the deadline is March 17th. Three finalists will be chosen this spring, with one winner being named by the end of the year. The other two finalists will walk away with $200K or $1,000K. They'll also give you a coupon for one free Whopper after your first entry. So just for entering, you get a free Whopper.
Hey, you know what? That's genius.
Yep.
That's, right there.
That is smart.
Even though you have to download the app, that is still smart.
I like any contest where people win just for playing,
yep.
And then there's a gigantic prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I think almost any contest is better served doing that.
Yes.
You know, offering people at least something so that they're... valuing your customer's time mm-hmm. is something that not enough businesses do. And valuing like how much space they have on their phone and all these little things that not every business does, but the smart ones pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's actually like it's kind of a in some ways it feels a little bit of a lame contest. Like, OK, you guys ran out of ideas. And another side of it, it's kind of what Burger King has always done, or at least done in the last 20 years. Have it your way.
Have it your way. Yeah.
It really fits right into what they're doing.
So I had to look it up because it's been a long time since I have eaten at a Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
But I do actually really like Whoppers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the perfect combination for me. Well, we'll get to that. First, okay. Let's go over what's actually on a Whopper. A flame-grilled 4-ounce beef patty, sesame seed buns. Those are the things you can't change. And then they also have mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onion. And then there's optional ingredients that you can put on there. So, for me, because if I'm going to get a fast food burger and there's no Culver's available...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through McDonald's and get a Big Mac with no cheese.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't come. That's this one change I have to make for my dietary restrictions, and it doesn't make that big of a difference. And Big Macs are good; they taste good.
Yeah.
But you know the best thing about a Big Mac is
The sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
So the the perfect combination marriage here between the two would be a Big Mac without the ketchup and without the tomato, and replace the mayo with the mac sauce.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. I like it. Oh, I like that.
And they put, they probably do also do iceberg lettuce on a real one. Their one for their advertisement shows green leaf lettuce. That's not, I don't think, what you get.
Yeah, no, mac. I don't think
so. You probably get iceberg. But replace it with green leaf lettuce.
Okay.
And then we're really talking.
I like that. I like that. I entered mine bacon and more bacon and then put a little bit more bacon on there.
What? No cheese?
No. If you want, I guess. But now, is it going to take away from the bacon, though?
But James, you're obsessed with bacon double cheeseburgers.
Yes. And they've already told me that, thank you for your entry, but no.
We already have a bacon double cheeseburger on our menu. You don't need to do that.
I encourage people to get in on this. Have fun
Why not, everybody.
Enjoy. Have it your way.
You just can't have peanut butter and cilantro, which is an amazing combo on a burger. Thank you, Jennings.
So sticking into the fast food world here, we're less than a month away, or less than just a week or two away from Valentine's Day, and your significant other may already be dropping hints. And if they're hinting that they'd like to go to Applebee's a lot this year, here's an exciting deal for you. Maybe you've gotten them everything already and this was left. Applebee's will be selling a date night pass for $200 starting next Monday while supplies last. You'll get a card that's good for 1 year that gives you $30 for food and non-alcoholic drinks on every visit. But you can only visit once per day.
Whoa.
So basically, you'd have to go at least 7 times to make your money back, but you can use it up to 52 times throughout January 31st of 2025.
Oh, so once a week.
Yeah, so it could, if you use it, it could max out at $1,560 in discounts.
That would be worthwhile.
If you subtract the $200 you paid for it, that's about $1,300 in savings. However, it doesn't include tax, tips, and fees. So even if you order carefully to not go over the $30, you may pay something or not, one way or another.
But you're gonna have to pay tax anyway.
It's not a bad idea.
No, if you like Applebee's, that's great.
All these chains, like, when's the last Ruby Tuesdays you saw? When's the last TGI Fridays?
They're doing whatever they can to get people in the doors.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just, we spent a lot of time focusing on, we can't find good people. And we kind of, that died down once we kept on speaking up about minimum wage. You notice that's died down now. Now nobody's talking about that.
You know, our unemployment rate is pretty low.
That's true.
Granted, that's true. A lot of those are people having to work multiple part-time jobs, mm-hmm. so we still haven't fixed it.
Yeah.
But, people are back to work.
In order to get you into the business, into the store, the businesses are doing whatever they can and coming up with whatever they can. We just did it with Burger King. We have this with Applebee's.
How many Hardee's just closed down?
Yeah.
You know, that's been going on for quite some time here. And it's not because they can't get workers. It's because they can't get people in the door to buy their products.
Yeah.
So, hey, guess what? Make better products.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's as simple as that. I don't want anybody losing their job. I don't want any business going under. But this is the society we've created. Mm-hmm. This is the way the world works.
When these companies get so huge, they have to cut corners. They have to, have profit margins that make it worthwhile for them to open another store and to be profitable. So, what would be the trade-off here, James?
Mm-hmm.
More local businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
More mom and pop restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
More El Cafes. More Misty's Menu. More of just local people with local food serving good quality product. Not something that's been tailor-made to get you to come back again.
Yeah.
I can't do well without them French fries, man.
But
if I find them under my car seat a week later, they still would look exactly the same.
I like them French potatoes. We've got more to come coming up for you, everybody. Going to get into some fun stuff. We have got here this awesome thing that, it's a what-if question. would you risk having hiccups for life for a chance at? Find out when we come back. Oh, that's a tease.
I'm going to say no.
I feel like
I don't even know what it is, but I think I say no.
It kind of does set up to that. We'll find out together coming up on The Morning Show. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's No Joke, a big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Thanks for joining us.
Georgia, I swear I've never seen such a smile.
Let's get into one of those what-if questions, one of these debatable things here. Some people say it's impossible to pick your favorite child, and it is, of course. But there's some things that aren't as hard call to make. Someone on social media asked people, if you are offered the chance to flip a coin, tails gets you $1 billion, heads gives you continuous uninterrupted hiccups for the rest of your life, and not flipping the coin guarantees you both, what do you choose?
Guarantees you both?
Yeah. I got to be honest. These questions seem so ridiculous.
I wouldn't flip the coin, James.
Yep. 57% of people would flip the coin, mainly for the chance to skate with $1 billion and without constant hiccups forever. And about 43% of people would accept the hiccups if it meant they'd be a billionaire.
Right.
Again, there's no holding your breath, no scaring the hiccups away, none of that. You have to deal with the hiccups.
How would you eat?
Very quickly. one person said, I don't even care about the money. I just don't want the hiccups.
Yeah.
You can go to reddit.com for the complete article. So you right away. No, not even doing this.
Well, I mean, if not flipping, it means you'd get that. It's a hard call, James.
Yeah.
It would be, because flipping it and, yeah, getting the $1 billion and not hiccups, great. But if you flip it and you get hiccups and no money.
Yeah. I'm not taking that chance. No. I'm not. Nope. I'm not flipping it. First of all, I'm asking this person, like, how did you get this power? And how I've got a lot of follow-up questions. I've got a lot of follow-up questions. Who has $1 billion they could just hand out on a whim?
There's a few of those. But.
How did you manage to give me hiccups for life? How did you do that? What kind of magic do you know or anything? I've got a lot of follow-up questions.
Hiccups
for this
are
person.
The worst.
Yeah. Have you had, you've been in this industry for a while now. Have you had hiccups happen when you're on the air or when you're trying to record?
When I was a child, I used to get hiccups so bad that it was like my whole body would shake with hiccups. So I taught myself how to get rid of hiccups. And I do that by holding my breath and swallowing when a hiccup's coming. So that's always worked for me. I usually can get rid of hiccups pretty quickly because they are awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so, no, I haven't gotten them on air or while recording because I know how to get rid of them.
Yeah, you got that down. Yeah. This was a long time ago. I haven't had it since, but I had them once. It was one of my early on-air shifts, and I was on for 4 hours or 6 hours. And my right first coming out the gate, classic rock, and I go to the song. And immediately it starts. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I got a good 8 minutes here in between. And I'm trying, and I can't get rid of them. And I'm trying every single thing I've ever done. Nothing's
Did
happening.
Did you drink water backwards?
I tried it. I tried that.
It just goes up your nose.
I stood on my head. I tried to scare myself.
Somebody scare you.
I remember asking Travis to try to scare me and stuff, and nothing was working. So what I did was I just was on the air. Classic rock.
Turning your microphone on and off.
On and off, over and over and everything. It had to have sounded horrible. I was the only person there. Right. I had to do it.
And if you're with another person, you can at least make a joke about it.
Yes.
And back and forth and play off. But when you're by yourself, that would be rather tough.
We've got more to come, everybody. We're going to get into a sort of that ain't right story about this kid who promised to eat a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 followers he got. Yeah, that should be interesting. We've got that coming up. Some local good stories of the day and plenty more for you. It's James and Melissa taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example.
My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 on locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Melissa and James hanging out with you. One more segment we got. We're going to make sure it's a good one. We're going to have some fun.
Now that we've decided we don't want hiccups.
Yes, yes. We've all decided that.
I mean, I decided that a long time ago. But
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. So we try to have some more fun with our That Ain't Right stories now, kind of making the silliness of life and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what qualifies as a good career decision in 2024. Last month, a teenager in Iowa named Eli launched an Instagram account called Peanut Butter Eater 16.
Okay.
And promised to eat one tablespoon of peanut butter for every 50 followers he got. But he quickly found himself in a jam, no pun intended, after more than 100,000 people followed him in a single week.
In a single week? Oof, that's a lot of peanut butter.
He's currently sitting at around 115,000, which would be about 2,300 spoonfuls or 72 16-ounce jars.
Yikes!
But thankfully, he and his parents thought better of it. He stuck with the plan until day 6, when 20,000 people followed him overnight. At that point, he said he'd eat a cup of peanut butter or half a jar for every 10,000 followers he got.
There you go.
But even that's been a challenge. His mom says he's gone through 7 large 64-ounce jars in the past month, which is 28 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. I hope this is a skinny kid that needs to put weight on.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot. It was eaten when he hit 100,000. He celebrated with a video where he covered himself in peanut butter. His brand of choice is Skippy.
Okay.
So they just sent him. A care package filled with snacks and swag. He started
and
posting.
Hopefully, bigger jars of peanut butter.
Right. Yeah.
Like the industrial sized jars.
Very smart on Skippy.
Oh yeah.
Very smart on them.
Jump on that.
This. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's already selling merch and stuff. So I mean, he's having fun with it.
You know, how old is this kid?
16.
Hey.
Yeah, 16.
You know. good way to go. Very entrepreneurial of him.
I was going
to
say some, entrepreneur. I like where I talk a lot of trash about the influencer thing.
Yes, you do, and rightly so.
But I when I'm saying it, I should be more specific because to me, I'm not a big fan of the person who's not really or just basic. Oh, here is this. I'm going to sell this. What this kid is doing is a little different. Mm-hmm. He's creating some content with it. He's creating some storyline with it.
And why did those people follow him? Just to make him eat a tablespoon of peanut butter? Mm. Or because they liked the content on his page?
Yeah. If it was just to get him to eat the peanut butter, you like and then you unsubscribe. But the fact that he still has all these subscribers, followers, he's doing something people like. Yeah. So
he's somewhat entertaining.
Yeah.
It's better than just somebody going, oh, watch my reactions to this other video.
Yeah.
Those drive me nuts.
Oh, the one that gets me is the package opening. Like the people that, like, there's people that just order stuff and then open it. And then thousands of people will watch them opening a package. Like, I don't get that one. I don't. I will say that I've come around on some other stuff.
Your love language is receiving gifts, James.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I used to make fun of a lot of the whole, like, my godsons like to watch. They don't like to play video games. They like to watch other people play video games. And that used to drive me crazy. Like, well, how ridiculous is this? And then I go and I sit and watch sports for like 4 hours while not playing sports. Like, oh, minute. Okay, now I see. Yeah,
I got that one because when I was younger, I used to watch my brothers play video games. And granted, I was doing it in person, like I'm sitting there with them while they're playing, but I liked watching them play better than trying to play myself because they're way better at games than me. Mm. Sometimes they let me play with them, but they have to teach me how to walk and turn my head and shoot at the same time. Every single time.
Well,
we play
some
those.
Of those first-person shooters, that can be a little difficult on some of those. We've got some good stories of the day going on, and it kicks off today with Midday Magazine.
Yeah,
we've got some great guests joining us. We are going to be interviewing our 2024 mayoral candidates this week. We have two of them on today. We have today we'll have Tom Muse on with us for a good 10-15 minutes.
Good,
and then another 10 minutes with Nicholas Palmquist.
Excellent.
And then on Thursday we'll be speaking with Matt Zachner.
Mm-hmm. Matt Zachner.
We are still looking to hopefully hear from Mr. Preston Seitz.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to join us, he is more than welcome.
Yes.
Pam and I have both reached out to him in his camp, and the door is open.
Yes.
So we're hopeful to hear from him. But we will have our other candidates on. And I want to remind you that there is, of course, the forum being held by our League of Women Voters and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Yes.
Be on the lookout for that.
That will be broadcast live tonight.
Mm-hmm. Tonight. I'm sorry. Tonight. Yes.
Tonight at 6. Broadcast from the City Council Chambers.
Want to thank all of these candidates for joining us. Appreciate the time from them.
Yeah. And thank you for running.
We appreciate that. Tonight on this radio station at WFHR Wisconsin Hockey Hour, join us for that to hear about your Badgers.
Hockey.
Yes, hockey. And then at 8:30 tonight, late game, because it's a West Coast game, your Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns. 8:30, our pregame will kick off for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
If you like sports.
We got some great good stories of the day. If you like soup, we got a really good one coming up.
Oh,
Melissa.
Nice. Yes, we do. It's the 10th anniversary of Southwood County Empty Bowls, because somebody's bowl is always empty.
Yeah.
So this is happening on Saturday, February 17th from 11 to 2, and you can help raise funds for organizations that help provide direct food relief to our neighbors in need here in the community. This is hosted by Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue. Can we still say their new location? I mean, they've been there for over a year now, but So a $10 donation, you'll get a simple meal of a bowl of soup, bread, beverage, and a cookie. You also get a handmade bowl that's crafted by a local potter or pottery student, and that is yours to keep for thanking you for your support. There's at least 11 restaurants that are making soup for this fun event. It's a good time to get out, help support your community, and have some good soup. Who doesn't like soup?
Have some good soup. You get to take home a bowl, and every time you look at that bowl for the years and years you have it, you're going to get to think of the good thing that you did with it.
Yes. And there's also art and basket raffle going on.
Yeah. They got a great day. It's a whole great event. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check
that out.
Sounds
like fun.
Also going on Saturday, our friends over at the Historic Point Boss have their Wakely's Winter Feast is going on this Saturday, February 17th at the Nacoosa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in beautiful Nacoosa. The meal will consist of donated wild game and two domestic meats.
Next Saturday.
I said this.
I got excited. It's not
for this.
The 10th. It's the 17th.
It's going to be a fun event. I'm excited about it. Music will be provided by Don and Ann Pollock. You can get your tickets at Family Natural Foods, Daily Drug, or Beavers. Mm-hmm. Know that the money you spend not only going to give you a great evening, great night, with some great food that you can't get just anywhere else, but you're going to be putting back into your community and helping keep history alive over there at Historic Point Boss.
And all of the wonderful things that they do there. There's so much that they bring to our community and the history of this area.
Find out more by going to historicpointboss.com. historicpointboss.com. Melissa and I have touched on this a little bit. Just another reminder that the 2024 Merrill Forum going on tonight at 6 o'clock. This will be taking place live from Council Chambers.
Yeah.
Encourage you to check this out.
Yep. If you can't be there in person, check it out on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media YouTube channel because they will have it on there. And then it's also on the cable access as well.
Be sure to like and subscribe to their page on YouTube, not only to support them and the great work that they're doing, but for they come in and join us on Wednesdays with our Midday Magazine. Tomorrow we'll have Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker on with us, and Sean is bringing a special guest.
Oh.
And it's a furry guest you're going to want to see. You're going to want to see it. You're going to want to see it. So see it on Wisconsin Rapids
monkey?
Community Media. Yes. They have a new, they have a pet monkey now on the Sheriff's Department. Yes.
Remember, this is a joke station.
Yes. Please.
Joke show.
We'll be looking
Not
forward
station.
To that.
We're That's, serious. This is serious comedy.
Serious comedy. Start your day. And we encourage you to check out Uptown. Uptown coming to town this Thursday. Yeah. They're going to be at the Performing Arts Center. Go ahead and meet them over at the PAC at 1801 16th Street South. Wisconsin Rapids show will be at 7:30. You can get your tickets at savorthearts.com. That's savorthearts.com. Or call up 424-2600 right now. Giving away tickets.
You can get free tickets to this fun, family, upbeat, exciting show. You don't want to miss it. These guys are amazing.
Call up. Be our first caller at 424-2600. Get these tickets. Melissa, have a great day.
You too, James.
Have a good one. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here